This is Press Play on 89.9 KCRW. I'm Marisa Lagos, and for Madeline Brand. Pop music is notoriously a young person's game. It's hard to stay relevant for long run in an industry obsessed with the hot new thing, but that hasn't stopped many a pop star from trying. New albums this year from early 2000s icons Justin Timberlake and Jennifer Lopez have been met with mixed reviews. And with big budget tours to promote these albums, are fans even interested in the new material or merely tolerating it until their beloved artists shut up and play the hits? Jem Oswad covers music for Variety and wrote about this latest incarnation of the aging pop star phenomenon. Welcome to Press Play, Jem.
Well, thank you. And thank you for reading my article.
Well, we really enjoyed it, as much as I'm sure the people you're talking about do not like being called aging pop stars. I want to start with Justin Timberlake, whose new album, Everything I Thought It Was, came out on Friday. Let's play a snippet of the new album from the song Selfish.
So if I get jealous, I can't help it.
So this sounds like fairly classic JT sound to me. What did you think of that track and the album as a whole?
Well, I mean, I actually really, really like that song. I think that's a great pop song. It's got a really sophisticated melody, and he sang it just beautifully on Saturday Night Live. The rest of the album is fairly, I don't want to say generic, but expected Justin Timberlake music. You know, the last album he made, Man of the Woods, he tried to branch out. That didn't really work. So he went back to what he does well, work with Timbaland and lots of hit producers and people like that. So it's, you know, it's what you would expect from a Justin Timberlake album. The problem with the album is the lyrics. The lyrics are so shockingly bad, just like in such a sort of ham-fisted attempt at sexy lyrics that I think the Daily Telegraph in England called him Pop's embarrassing uncle. Which is really mean, but not at all off base.
Well, he is a married father now, so I guess that...
Well, and exactly. And the analogy I made in the article is it's like it's musically, it's like he was trying to fit into an outfit that he fit into in his early 30s, and it looks okay, but it's just not really right. So that was a problem. The other problem was just the sort of the way that they did a rollout for it. It was just very, you know, it was very big. It was a very old school approach to it, a very early aughts approach of flooding the zone and like having a great big announcement every single day and really whacking people over the head with it. And that doesn't really fly anymore.
Yeah. Well, the other person we're calling out here is J-Lo. Her new album's entitled This Is Me Now, and she paired it with two films, speaking of potentially overwrought rollouts. But let's hear a bit of the single Rebound.
Got me on that rebound, rebound, rebound. Catch me on that rebound, rebound, rebound. We go up and down, we get lost.
All right. Well, tell us what the reaction has been to this new album.
Worse than the one to Timberlake's, I would say. You know, obviously with two films and an album and a tour, all of which are autobiographical. I mean, there's a fair amount of hubris that goes into that anyway. Just like, you know, that's just an awful lot to be about her reunion with Ben Affleck, which is the theme of all of it. But the music is really, really generic. I mean, the song that you just played, I hear so many songs like that every single week, and they don't really stand out from each other. And if the music's not great, and I actually, you know, J-Lo is arguably a bigger film star now than a music star. And
what
she's
I was
doing
say,
great
it's not
that.
Like she was ever like, I don't know, the most sort of celebrated artist in a lot of ways, right?
Yeah, I mean, she was always multi-platform, if you will, but it's like, you know, it's not like she was ever a world-class singer, right? Justin Timberlake is a great singer.
Right.
And she's she's
She's a
certainly
great
made the most of the
dancer.
gift she has. But sorry.
I said she's a great dancer, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to be that mean about it. Because I will tell you, one thing that really struck me is that I wrote one paragraph in that article about J-Lo, even though she was in the headline. Her fans are still coming after me
Oh,
on
wow. All right.
Twitter. You know, I mean, they're like sneaking into my comments on Instagram, which, whatever. But I haven't heard from a single Justin Timberlake fan.
All right,
Anyway,
well,
she has a
hopefully they don't
very
find me.
dedicated fan base. Yeah.
All right, well, I mean, it is important to note that there are pop stars that have released major hits decades into their careers. I want to play a little bit of a number one hit from an artist who was 52 when this came out. So this is 1998's Believe by Cher. I mean, what do you think this type of blockbuster success tells us about staying relevant as an aging pop star?
I may be oversimplifying here, but I will say that that song and a much more recent one, which is Kylie's hit Padam Padam, in all honesty, they're flukes. I think people heard Believe, when it came out, the record label said, this actually could be a major hit. And they were right. It was a huge global hit very late in Cher's career. The Kylie song, that was a bit more of a surprise, but it was very well targeted. I mean, Kylie knows her audience. And I went to, a listening session at quite frankly, a gay club in the West Village. And, I mean, that was her audience, quite frankly, or most of it anyway. But, you also had a very accessible hit that was, that I'm not surprised was as big as it was. Now, how do they follow that? That's the tough part because it's been 20 years since Kylie had a big single on that scale before then, and they're very, very rare. And usually you don't get hit singles, but you might get a sort of return to form kind of album, like Bob Dylan with Time Out of Mind and a couple of Neil Young albums and people like that. But those are very rare as well. They'll be selling out massive tours for months and months and months and months, and the record's relatively a flop.
Well, I know that one person this year seems to have gotten your memo. Madonna's new tour Celebration is essentially a musical journey through her career, right? I mean, is this what folks like her should be doing?
I mean, you don't want to say should, you don't want to tell artists what to do. And in no way was I trying to do that. And even if I were, the fact that someone would actually listen is laughable in itself. But the thing is, it's like I think she finally kind of capitulated to a degree, because it had been an awful. I saw her in 2001 and she played maybe three classic songs and everything else was from whichever new album it was at the time. And she was still doing that. But, they used the 40th anniversary of the beginning of the release of her first album as sort of the hook for this
Yeah.
tour. It's Celebration, hits, yada, yada.
All
And,
right, Jim, we
it
gotta
was
leave
like
it
when
there.
Prince did.
I'm sorry. Jim Oswald is an executive editor for Music and Variety. Thank you so much for joining us. Next time, we'll have more time.
Okay, sorry to run at the mouth. Bye.
That'll do it for today's Press Play. We'll see you tomorrow.